بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم: إن الله يحب المحسنين، إن الله يحب المتقين. Honorable viewers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. There is a very, very important and fundamental question that whom Almighty Allah loves most. Is Almighty Allah a creator that loves everyone and every individual evenly, indiscriminately, unconditionally, or he loves based on our good actions, or he may dislike us based on our bad and worst actions? In this clip, we are going to, inshallah, solve this question. So, honorable viewers, let's turn the page of the Holy Quran and see what Almighty Allah He Himself says in these verses. And let's not impose our own mentality to what Almighty Allah is favoring or disfavoring. So Almighty Allah says, Inna Allah yuhibbul muttaqeen. Almighty Allah loves those who are pious. In another verse, Almighty Allah says, Inna Allah yuhibbul muhsineen. Almighty Allah loves those who are doing the best deeds. And Almighty Allah loves those who are just. Almighty Allah also says, Inna Allah yuhibbul muqsitin. And then there are some other categories. Almighty Allah says that I love them. Is there any close relationship between these people and Almighty Allah? Never. Almighty Allah loves those best attributes, making no difference you and me, he or she. If they beautify themselves with these best attributes, Almighty Allah would love them. So, Almighty Allah, as we the human beings, love the best attributes and the best adjectives. Honorable viewers, we the human being love those who are pious, those who are pure, those who are good, those who are kind, those who are fair with other people. Because it comes from the innate nature Almighty Allah has granted us. So he who is the creator of such an innate nature, shouldn't he be the same? For sure he is. His love is not that much unconditional that bad person and good person should be equal in his eyes. Though our good and bad actions may not be that much harmful and beneficial for Almighty Allah, but since we are obeying or disobeying Almighty Allah's commands, so it makes us closer or farther from Almighty Allah's side. So Almighty Allah is not indifferent towards the faithful and unfaithful, towards the believer and disbeliever. No, Almighty Allah's mercy, particularly His exclusive mercy, will be with those who believe Him, who will listen to His words. So Almighty Allah's love is not this way unconditional. Yes, Almighty Allah's mercy will cover, will include all the human beings, even those disbelievers in this world. But these disbelievers will never have any reward in the hereafter. Because of this, Almighty Allah says in this Holy Quran that Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin wa yuhibbu al-mutatahhirin. Almighty Allah loves those who are returning to Almighty Allah. Almighty Allah loves those who are pure. Almighty Allah loves those who are fair, just, and pious. May Almighty Allah bless us all to beautify ourselves with all these best attributes. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah.